This program provides education, not advice. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Brought to you by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ.
It's Wednesday, January 25th.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never ends? Actually, the show's going to be pretty short today. Yesterday, I blasted TIAA over their stupid survey that forced people to decide whether 60-year-olds would live to 76, 82, or 88. And then they said the correct answer is 82, when in fact the real answer is that if you're alive in 2030, you'll probably live to age 100 or beyond. If you want to understand why and you missed my podcast yesterday, just go listen to it. But there's one big nagging question. Do you really want to live to age 100?
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Hope I die before I get old.
It's better to burn out than to fade away.
I mean, when I talk about living into your 90s or 100s, what image pops into your head? Sitting in a wheelchair, staring out a window while drooling? The fact is that right now, we spend, on average, our last 12 years of life in deteriorating health until it finally kills us. My old joke is that if you work out every day, you eat right, you get plenty of sleep, you avoid stress, you'll spend an extra 6 months in a nursing home before you die. Okay, that's pretty funny. But I really don't think that this notion of dying over 12 years is very appealing. Certainly not a future any of us look forward to. But the good news is we're not only adding years to our lifespan, we're adding years to our health span. The McKinsey Health Institute says that over the next decade alone, forget about the next 40 years, just in the next decade alone, we'll be adding 6 years of healthy life to our lives. Now you know how big a deal this is. We all say in surveys that maintaining or improving our health is the number one way we achieve life satisfaction. We hate losing our health more than we hate losing anything else. Studies show we'd rather lose our spouse than our health. We'd rather lose half our money than our health. And the problem is, we're more likely to lose our health than either our money or our spouse. Infectious diseases kill 8 million people a year. Mental health conditions have risen 55% since 1990. Severe mental health disorders cut life expectancy 10 to 25 years. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death for people under age 34. By 2050, 150 million people around the world will have dementia. Obesity has tripled since 1975. 13% of the world's population are now obese. One of the most common ailments from obesity is chronic back pain. 30% of retirees are lonely, and loneliness and social isolation, they lead to heart attacks and strokes, hypertension and diabetes. But we now have the money, the technology, and the know-how to improve and maintain our health. McKinsey says we can eliminate 40% of global disease within 15 years. We've already cut cancer mortality in the U.S. 32% since 1991. And 60% of deaths worldwide are caused by our behavior. Things we can improve, like our diet, our exercise, sleep, drinking, smoking. And by the way, we'll also not only just improve our health, but our wealth. Poor health among workers costs businesses $3.5 trillion a year here in the U.S. alone. The bottom line is this. You're not only going to live into your hundreds, you're going to feel as though you're in your 50s. You'll feel healthier at 95 than you did at 65. And that's why life is going to be so exciting this century, and why you not only need to plan on living to 100, you want to plan on living that long. I'll see you tomorrow. And for a lot of tomorrows, after that.
What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents of innovation. ordinary people who shape the future by putting their money behind the right ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, so you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Be an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating investing opportunities along the way. Artificial intelligence, blockchain, and clean energy are among the breakthroughs shaping new possibilities for the future. But is your portfolio keeping up? Visit globalxetfs.com to discover how you can invest in these and other disruptive innovations.
The information you need to plan for the tomorrow you want.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.